You're awake.
Finally. I felt like I've been down here forever waiting for you to wake up. You make the cutest faces when you're asleep and my tongue is on you. I was a little worried you wouldn't be able to get horny in your sleep, but turns out you can. Why don't you just relax and let me help you wake up? You taste so good. You know what they say. The best way to wake up is with someone else's mouth on you. Tasting you, lapping at you, making sure every single inch of you is properly tasted and worshipped. That's it, baby. Doing so good for me. You might not have expected to wake up to this, but I don't think you're minding. Oh, not when my tongue is circling you like that. When I'm sucking on you like this. That's it. You're so good for me. Just keep letting me work you. I'm bringing you closer to that orgasm. An orgasm a day keeps the doctor away. I can't believe how fucking turned on I'm getting just from going down on you. Just from tasting you. You really bring out my pleasure, Dom. You like that? You like how my tongue swirls around you? Anything that you want. All you gotta do is ask. If you can remember how to speak, that is. What? You still a little sensitive from last night? Were all those orgasms not enough? Are you a little oversensitive today? Even the faintest lick of my tongue? Is that too much for you? Does it hurt? It hurts in a good way, right? Watching you wince in pain. You look so pretty when you're in pain. But you're still being good for me, aren't you? Letting me play with you. Letting my mouth work you until I've had my fill. That's it. So good for me. I want you to tell me, where do you want my tongue? Where do you want my mouth? What do you want me to do to you? Oh, I can do that. Like this, baby. Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it? Keep letting me make you feel this good. You've earned it. Oh, you deserve this. That's doing so good for me. Taking whatever I give you so fucking well. That's it, baby. Keep being this good for me and I'll make you come in no time. Keep your eyes on me. Oh, I didn't say you could look away. That's better. I want to watch as I take you apart. Oh, it was so delicious. That's it, baby. Fuck. You just taste so fucking good. I could start every single day like this. My mouth on you. I'm never ever tired of the taste. You make the prettiest noises. Come on, sing for me, songbird. That's what I like to hear. You sound just as good as you taste. Baby, I'm gonna need you to do me a favor, okay? Can you do that for me? Oh, I know it's hard right now. It's hard in the state, but You can do that, right? You can be good for me and do this one little favor I'm asking you. Alright, all I ask is that you try. I want you to tell me when you get close, okay? You can do that, right? Alright, good. Oh, that's it. Yeah, use your hips. Oh, so fucking good for me. That's a baby just like that. Keep going. What was that? Are you getting close, baby? Well, that's all right. You can come. You can come whenever you need. In fact, I want you to come for me. I think that might be my new favorite thing to taste in the world. Hi. We need to talk about what happened, is happening. And before you ask, no, this cannot wait till later. I know you. I know your giveaways. When you're anxious or trying to change the topic, you always do that thing. If we don't talk about this now, we are never going to. It is going to be something that is left unspoken about, just hanging in the air. I don't want that to happen. I don't want this to become something awkward. I just got you back into my life, and I'm not willing to let you go. Not again. I've missed you. A lot. Even without all the physical stuff that we just added to the relationship. I've missed talking to you. I've missed snuggling on the couch and making fun of movies. I've missed hearing your voice and how you tell stories. I've missed you, and I want to talk about it. Can you do that for me? Thank you. It means the world to me. All right. So, first things first, I think we need to discuss how awesome we are in bed together. I mean, come on. I haven't been fucked like that ever. Have you always been that good, or is it something that you learned once you moved away? Either way, you were amazing. And I hope I was good too. It's sort of why I woke you up with my mouth this morning. I figured waking up to someone going down on you would be a way to show you how much I enjoyed last night and how much I enjoy you. Would you be okay if I did something like that again? All right, I'll keep that in mind. Calm down. You're doing good. You just... If you want me to be honest, you look like you just saw someone get shot. I'm trying to ask some questions to figure out where we stand. I don't want to force you into anything or do something that you don't want me to do. If we don't talk about it, I risk losing you forever. And you risk losing me. You'll get awkward every time someone brings up my name, and with that awkwardness comes anxiety. And from that anxiety, you won't be able to message me, and then you'll avoid me. I know how this works, and more importantly, I know how you work. You aren't friends with someone for over a decade without learning what kind of person they are. And you're an anxious person. On to the most important question, though. Would you want to do this again? Yeah? Like, in a friends with benefits way? In a hookup kind of way? In a something more kind of way? Because I'm not sure if I would be able to have it in just a one-off kind of thing. I want to sleep with you again. Like, really badly. You were even better than I imagined, and when I was against you, feeling your body against mine, all warm and breathing and panting, it felt right. It felt like this is where I belong. You don't have to want a relationship with me. I get it. Truthfully, I do. I would never want to start a relationship with someone who doesn't want me like that. And I can settle for friends with benefits. I can. It won't make me the happiest, but as long as it means that I get to see you, that I get to be with you like this, then I'm okay with it. I want to share intimate moments with you. I want to fuck you, and I want to take care of you, and I want to show you my kinkier side. I want whatever you'll give me. So, the real question is, which do you prefer? Friends with benefits? Yeah, okay. I can totally handle that. I can totally handle being friends that bone. No strings attached. You only visit once a year. My family and friends won't ask questions. Yeah, friends with benefits is probably for the best. If I was your girlfriend, it would end up being a long distance thing, and I already told you I really don't want to do that again. It's not like you would ever move back here just to be with me. You have your whole life out there. And it's not like I can drop everything and move to be with you. I know we would work well as a couple, probably, but I can't just give up everything. I have to stay local, at least for the time being. Maybe it's something we can revisit in the future, but I think you're right. This is for the best. food, right, yeah, we need food. What are you feeling this morning? What was that? Am I okay? Yeah, of course I'm okay. If I wouldn't be okay, I wouldn't have offered the option, duh. I'm probably just really hungry. We really did a lot last night, so I don't really have any food in my stomach. Here, order something from wherever you want and put it on my card. I don't really have a preference. I'll be in the shower. Come join me once you make a decision.